Hello, I'm Nelson Olmstead. Today, let's turn a weathered page for a glimpse into Pacific Powerland's past. First, a word from Clint Gruber, speaking for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now let's get back to Nelson and today's story.
Some years ago, a gentleman named Pal Clark of Walla Walla, Washington, received a package from a friend. Attached was a note which read, "Knowing your interest in history, we thought you might put this volume to good use. It is of no further value to us." Well, Mr. Clark opened the scuffed and faded volume and at once experienced the thrill of a scholar discovering an original source. As he perused page after page of handwritten notes, he stepped back in time more than 100 years to the days when the region we call Pacific Powerland was a dangerous, hostile wilderness. He saw this country through the eyes of the author of the diary, Lieutenant John Mullen, engineer, Indian fighter, and visionary, who had written the notes during the years of 1858 and 1860. As Pal Clark read, his imagination reconstructed the scene between Lieutenant Mullen and his commanding officer, Colonel Wright. He could almost hear the colonel say,
"John, since the Whitman massacre, the settlers in this territory are demanding protection from the Indians. It's imperative that we open a good road to move troops from Fort Benton in Montana to Fort Walla Walla and Fort Dalles. I'm putting you in charge of the project because you know the territory, the Indians, and the trail as well as any man."
"Well, I'll start immediately, sir. I think we can follow emigrant roads most of the way, but I'll need a detachment of men for construction work." Well, Lieutenant Mullen surveyed and opened a military route from Fort Benton on the Missouri River to Walla Walla near the Columbia and recorded each event faithfully in his journal. The second phase of Mullen's task began at the Dalles. From there, he and two engineers set out eastward along the Columbia River to survey the remainder of the route. Of the hundreds of miles of wilderness he had crossed, it seemed this part of the Pacific Northwest impressed him most favorably. His entries comment often on the abundance of good grass and water, as well as the potential of the area for supporting large populations in years to come. It was a clear, bright morning in July 1860 when Mullen topped a hill overlooking the Walla Walla Valley. To his right, the Blue Mountains rolled away to the horizon. To his left, the great Columbia River surged toward the ocean. The lieutenant gazed in wonderment at the scene, and that evening he made a prophetic entry in his journal. He wrote, "The valley, of a mild and general climate, rich soil, an abundance of timber and numberless streams, if fully cultivated, could be capable of supporting 30,000 people. And Lieutenant John Mullen was willing to back up his prediction with action. Even before his road-building assignment was completed, he filed on a plot of land in the Walla Walla Valley, and in 1863, he resigned his commission with the United States Army and moved to Walla Walla to live. Today, of course, the fertile Walla Walla Valley has more than lived up to John Mullen's estimate of a century ago. And today, John Mullen's original handwritten diary, as well as Pal Clark's transcript, reside in the Penrose Memorial Library at Whitman College, a living document testifying once again to the vision and wisdom of the men who built Pacific Powerland.
Are you getting...